The Wildlife Protection Club, run by students at UFV, hosted a small and fun art auction with pieces donated by local artists, some of whom were family members of the students. All proceeds of the auction went to the Fraser Valley Conservancy, a group that helps rebuild ecosystems and protect natural locations and local wildlife in the Lower Mainland. CIVL spoke with Hallie Gillis, the new president of the Wildlife Protection Club, taking over operations of the second annual art auction fundraiser, as well as Joanne Nielsen of the Fraser Valley Conservancy, on how this fundraiser combines fun local art with awareness to the dangers local wildlife is currently facing.
I am also an artist. I come from a family of artists, so this is something that's really personal to me. And then also just the conservation side of things. I'm an ecology student, so it kind of combines my two loves. And then doing it at the university, I think, helps people who are interested in conservation and interested in art kind of, again, combine that to promote to students and community members. And I just think it's a really great way to bring all of those groups of people together. I reached out to all the artists who had donated last year, so some have donated again. Some of them are people that I knew personally, so like my mom and aunt have pieces here, as well as I reached out to Opus, and it turned out that it was a friend I had gone to high school with, so she donated a bunch of stuff as well, which was really cool. And then some of it was, yeah, we just blasted stuff everywhere, posting on Instagram, at school events, things like that, just to try to get local artists, and we got a couple of pieces that way as well, so just kind of anywhere we could. And we didn't really discriminate. Anyone who wanted to donate could. We weren't like picking and choosing artwork, because I want art of all levels, and I want people to feel like they can be involved even if they're not a professional artist. It's been a big learning curve, and we've got a lot of new executives as well, so it's been a learning curve for a lot of us. But it's something I'm really passionate about, and something all of our executives are really passionate about, so it's exciting, and it's really cool to be involved, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do.
Well, because we're a charity and we have to raise all of our funds either through donations or by writing grants, so it's great that the Wildlife Protection Club puts on this art auction to help, and the donations come to our organization. I think it's a great way of raising awareness of how art and the beauty of nature are so interconnected. I think that a lot of the artwork here represents nature, which is really great because that's what we're working towards in our daily jobs, is how we can protect nature. Some interesting pieces here too that represent some areas of the Fraser Valley or just different ways of thinking about nature.
This was the second year the Wildlife Protection Club hosted an art auction at UFV. Last year helped raise $4,000 for the Conservancy, and this year had the hopes and the potential to match last year's donation and even excel past it. This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold stories across our nation. For this and more stories like this, go to canada-info.ca.